Of 2014
recap.
Lights, camera, action.
Lights, camera, action. Hey, this is Scott and Jason once again. This is just a quick little recap, kind of going through our list to make sure, not make sure, but just kind of recap. Because if you listen to old 12, you
so
might
in
not
2014,
know.
I had a box set of 50 of the best Warner Brother movies of all time that I bought, and I'm like, I'm gonna watch these all. So it comes out to roughly one a week, and that ended up completing the year. So each month of 2014, we went through and said, these are the movies we watched. And this is the recap, and we're going to rank them, the worst ones in our box sets to the best ones in our box sets.
And my set of movies was a deck of cards that I bought at like a store a couple years back of the 52 best movies of all time. And that's exactly one a week. So, yeah.
Brought to you by That's Entertainment.
And I looked at copyright. It's 2010, so that's when it cuts off.
Okay.
So, any good movies in the last 4 years?
So, I mean, if you've listened to all our podcasts, we rated all these already.
Yeah.
So, these aren't new ratings, but if you just wanted to hear what it sounded like from worst to best.
Yeah. And kind of what movies, in case you're... Like I said, over a whole year, you might not know what movies were in the list. So this kind of gives you an idea of which ones.
And there's like a couple, like some of, a lot of these, like I gave a bunch of sevens.
Yeah.
And I ranked them in order by that too. So like this is the best number seven. This is the worst number seven.
I think I gave about as many movies sevens as seven and a halves.
So like, we're going to start with my least favorite to my most favorite. In order, Scott and I have different kinds of ways of ranking.
Yeah.
So mine might seem a lot more harsh, or his might seem a lot more harsh.
Or
but,
generous.
Or vice versa. But, yeah. So, right. To start, shit.
What? What'd you do?
Nothing. I was just thinking that we could have probably, like, after the title, we could have probably said what month it was from.
Oh, yeah.
But we didn't do that. So
I put it in order of... I have the order of what number I watched it. So, like, number 4, 6, 24, 3, 10.
Yeah. But, I mean, we can always... I don't know. Whatever.
You look at it. Just re-listen to them.
So, okay. So, my lowest one I had was a 3.5. So, that's the lowest score I had total, including the ones I watched for fun. So,
not me,
but that's irrelevant because I'm just gonna go through.
Yeah, the list.
3.5, American in Paris.
4, I have Manhattan.
I have Chariots of Fire and Mutiny on the Bounty. All
right.
4.5,
I have Casablanca and Gunga Din.
I have Lord of the Rings: Two Towers, Return of the King, and Fellowship of the Ring.
And then for 5. Maltese Falcon, Raging Bull, Ben-Hur, Ben-Hur, sorry.
I got Gigi, Casablanca, Color Purple, and Maltese Falcon. 5.5.
Don't have any.
Streetcar Named Desire, Dr. Zhivago, Bullet, and Ben-Hur. 6.
6. Network, Bonnie and Clyde, The Big Sleep, Titanic.
For 6, I got How the West Was Won. And The Bodyguard.
6.5. The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance. Sunset Boulevard. Annie Hall. The Deer Hunter. E.T. Wild Bunch. Sound of Music. Lawrence of Arabia. And The Tramp.
For 6.5, I have Grand Hotel. Lethal Weapon. Mrs. Miniver. Goodfellas. And Million Dollar Baby. For 7?
Seven, Gone with the Wind, Some Like It Hot, The Graduate, 2001, A Space Odyssey, The Hustler, It's a Wonderful Life, Dark Knight, Star Wars, and Godfather.
For 7, I have The Treasure of the Sierra Madre, Sherlock Holmes, Hangover, Exorcist, Inception, Superman the Movie, Amadeus, Unforgiven, and Natural Born Killers.
For 7.5, I had Rocky, Midnight Cowboy, All That Jazz, Tootsie, A Clockwork Orange, Unforgiven, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, and The Sting.
For 7.5, I have Risky Business, Matrix, Singing in the Rain, Clockwork Orange, Shining, and Full Metal Jacket. Eight.
North by Northwest, Taxi Driver, Silence of the Lambs, Terminator, On the Waterfront, Psycho, Citizen Kane, Indiana Jones, The Raiders of the Lost Ark, Pulp Fiction, Back to the Future, and Die Hard. I'm so excited. I want to watch those.
8. I have Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone, Wizard of Oz, Gone with the Wind, Driving Miss Daisy, The Departed, Blindside, The Dark Knight, and Shawshank Redemption. 8.5.
I have Wizard of Oz, Chinatown, Schindler's List, Apocalypse Now.
I have, for 8.5, Cool Hand Luke, Dirty Harry, North by Northwest, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, and 2001 A Space Odyssey. And then for 9, I have Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
I don't have any 9s.
And that's it.
Or 9.5. But my number 10 is...
Oh, you have a 10.
I have a 10 is Jaws.
Oh.
Surprise.
You did have a 10 this year, huh?
Yeah.
So that's the list of from our box set.
Yes.
Obviously, we watched probably twice that amount of movies because we also watched ones in our spare time.
And the funny thing is, I watched 52 movies that weren't on my box set list.
Yeah, I didn't count mine.
So I had 52 and 52.
Maybe I'll do that next year. Count the ones not on my box set. But
I watched 104 movies this past
year. So in my box set, it ranged from a 3.5 to a 9. Not my box set ranged from a 4 to a 10.
Not my box set, it ranged from 3.5 to a 9.
And my 4 was You Can't Kill Stephen King.
That was one of my 4s.
And then number 10 was Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
My 3.5 was Sightseers. And I had 3 tied for number 9, Lego Movie, Captain America Winter Soldier, and Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Yeah, so that's a pretty good list.
Yeah.
So with that, 2014 behind us, we are looking ahead to 2015.
Yeah. So, oh God, I don't know if I'm excited about this.
Okay, so I'm going to start off.
Yeah.
Because we were asking people who listen to the podcast what we should do
yeah.
for movies, and some people gave some good ideas. Because they're like, oh, you should watch the AFI's top 100 movies.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, yeah, I'd probably break it in half because 100 movies in a year is a lot.
Yeah.
That's 2 a week.
That's what I got without watching fun ones.
And then I was like, okay, maybe I'll do that. And then I looked, and they were all ones we watched. Like, not all of them, but a good chunk were ones either Scott watched or I watched.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I could watch them because I didn't watch the 50 list that Scott had.
Yeah.
But I'm like, then we'd be reviewing movies we just did.
Yeah.
Like last year. So I'm like, oh, I can watch Citizen Kane again. Or, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
although this is what I'm going to do, though. If I review them on the podcast, if I watch them again, I'm not going to review them again.
Oh, yeah. So like, I might not watch them again.
Yeah, I'm saying, like, Lego Movie, I bought that in November, and I watched it last year when it came out in theater.
Yeah.
This year in theaters. So I'm like, if I watch it next year, I'm not going to...
Oh, yeah. If I last year, I think I watched... or 2014, I watched Scott Pilgrim,
mm-hmm.
and I reviewed it. But if I end up watching it again, I'm not going to review it again. I might... No, I don't even know. Will I mention it?
I probably won't mention it because then it's like, oh, well, it wasn't as good this time, so I'll give it an 8.5 instead of a 9, you know, something stupid like that.
Well, I'm not going to be like, I wouldn't rate it again. I'd just say, oh, I watched it again.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I'll do that.
We'll see.
We'll see. Because I'll probably end up watching Guardians of the Galaxy again since I bought it.
Yeah.
But I watched it last year. And I don't know if I'll review it again.
But yeah, I was thinking of doing that, like, in a couple years, scrape up that list of the top 100 and see which ones I didn't cover.
Mm-hmm.
Because by that point, might be safe.
Yeah, but I'm just saying for next year, I'm probably not going to do that. But I don't know if you wanted to talk about what you're doing or do you want me to talk about what I'm doing.
I can talk... Okay, so I realized recently I kind of like buying decks of cards, like little themed ones. Like when I was in a science museum and I bought a deck of cards that were like NASA things. So it was like all these different projects that NASA did, and then you know sky what do you call them? Sky star constellations, stuff like that, sharks and whatnot. So when I bought this deck of top 52 movies of all time, I also bought the top. Or, sorry, not top. The worst 52 movies of all time. So that's what the deck is going to be for this coming year.
So you're going to watch the 50 worst movies.
52 worst movies of all time.
You had a hard time watching 52 good movies.
Yeah.
You're really going to put these off, I have a feeling.
I probably will. But at the same time, yeah, I probably will. God damn it. Yeah. Well, it's recorded now, so I'm going to do it. The sad thing is...
Well, the funny thing is I might want to look at that list and see... I might want to watch some of them.
We have probably at least six of them we own.
Well, yeah, I own Howard the Duck. Yeah. I know that's on that list. I enjoy that movie. It's not amazing, it's at least like a six.
It might be the best one on the list.
Might be.
And the sad thing is I saw so many... Like, I shouldn't say so many. I saw quite a few movies that they just put on Netflix. I'm like, oh shit, this one's on here now. Oh, God, I bet that'll be one of the first ones I watch next year.
Yeah, you should watch the ones on Netflix first, because if they get taken off, then at least you could have watched it. But, so you're going to watch the 52 worst.
Yep.
Okay, I have, well, not too bad anymore, but I used to, like, always buy movies.
Yeah.
Like, I'd buy movies and movies. Like, people, like, why do you have this? This movie came out years ago, and it's not even opened. Like, I seen it, and I like it. Or I want to watch it eventually.
Yeah.
So I was going through the DVDs I own and found that I have a lot of box sets or collections of movies that I bought because I'm like, I'm going to watch this collection, and then I don't.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of on the same theme as my 50 movies, because that was a box set I bought. So I have like box sets of a bunch of collections. Like I have the Herbie the Love Bug collection. Like four or five movies of Herbie the Love Bug.
Mm-hmm.
And I have like the Girl with the Dragon Tattoo box set. I got like the Puppet Master collection and stuff. And I'm going to go through those box sets.
Leprechauns.
Yeah, Leprechaun and stuff like that. Like, so I got a bunch of box sets.
All those anthologies.
Yeah. Like the original Star Trek motion picture series.
Mm-hmm.
What else was I just looking at? I don't know.
Debbie does
like collection. The Superman, the original Superman collection. I also have the Richard Donner cut and stuff like that. So I'm like, I'm going to watch those. So it comes out to be like each collection is 1 to 2 months. So if it has like, you know, like four movies in the box set, I could watch one box set in a month.
Yeah.
Or if it has 10 of them, it might take like two and a half months. Yeah. So I'm going to do that. Hopefully if I start a box set, I'll finish it before I move on to the next one.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my goal. But really what movies I'm going to be watching kind of depends up to me. But I'm going to try to do collections.
Yeah.
Because I bought that Puppet Master and there's like the whole collection. I've not watched a single Puppet Master.
I watched two of them, I think.
I've never seen it. So I'm like, why did I buy this if I'm not going to watch it? So that's going to be...
Oh. Also, here's the thing I was going to mention about my worst movies.
Mm-hmm.
It's the fact that if I start watching a movie and I don't want to watch it, I won't finish it.
You like, have to, though.
I know. Now, that's the thing. Like, before I started watching this horror movie, I'm like, this is shit. I watched a third of it. I'm done. And, like, there's a couple... There's numerous ones I started watching movies. I'm like, I can't take this. I stopped. But the lowest movie I watched on my list was 3.5. That's because I almost said it a couple times and then I finished it. But... The lowest on my actual list was 4. We might start seeing some 2s or 3s. Because if I'm watching a movie for fun, most likely, if it's going to get below a 3 or a 3 or below, I'm going to stop watching it. But now I have to. So, like, God damn
You'll
it.
See if I... Yeah, my lowest is a 3.5. And that's going to be lower, probably.
Yeah. But I don't know, we'll see.
Instead of explaining each month what my... I'm just going to start by saying I watched this box set this month. Or I started this box set.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to finish all 10 movies in that one.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's my idea.
I can't, if you want to,
because it's easier to watch stuff that you already have in house. Yeah.
If you want to, I was gonna just list a few movies that from last year that I was surprised by.
Oh shit! I didn't do that.
Because I'm just gonna take a few, like the ones that stood out the most, like Rocky. I'm not like you and I are, we're not sports guys much,
mm-hmm.
but I was actually surprised on how good Rocky was. Like I was like, oh shit, I'm not gonna watch this because it's probably mm-hmm. like a five, and I think I gave it like a seven or something, a seven or eight. I don't remember what it was. I lost it. Uh-oh, it's a word here.
But, yeah, on that...
Oh, yeah, I gave it 7.5. But, yeah, that's one of those movies where I didn't think I was going to like it, but it was actually a really damn good movie.
And then there was a part where I was watching, like, back-to-back-to-back musicals, because uh-huh. that was, like, the era of musicals or something.
Yeah.
And, like, American in Paris and Gigi and stuff was so bad.
Mm-hmm.
But Singing in the Rain... was a really good movie. Yeah. For someone who doesn't really like musicals, I really enjoyed that one. So that one kind of surprised me. And then Gone with the Wind, I was surprised at how much I liked that one.
Yeah.
Casablanca,
actually,
on the other end, I was like kind of disappointed.
Yeah, I was like, disappointed.
Because I always like grouped Casablanca and Gone with the Wind together as like similar movies, but yeah. I felt like Gone with the Wind was way better.
Yeah, actually, Humphrey Bogart in general, the movies, like Casablanca...
Maltese Falcon, I didn't really care much for.
Yeah, those weren't that great. But
maybe at the time they were.
Yeah, but we've seen it so much that...
But yeah, those, like, Casablanca and Maltese Falcon surprised me in the opposite direction. Yeah. And,
actually, speaking of musicals...
Gone with the Wind, Driving Miss Daisy was yeah. another one that I really, really liked.
All
and
that,
then Singing in the Rain, those ones
yeah.
surprised me in a good direction.
All That Jazz was one of the movies that I'm like, this is going to be the last movie I'm going to watch because I'm not going to want to see it. And I found it at the library. I'm like, let's see here. I should check it out. And I actually re-rented it 3 times because I just didn't get around to wanting to watch it. And then I watched it. I'm like, this is actually really good. And I actually want to watch it again maybe sometime.
Yeah. Because most of the high ones didn't really surprise me.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I heard this was a good movie and it was.
Yeah.
So like... You know, Cool Hand Luke and Clockwork Orange yeah. and stuff like that. But
Apocalypse Now.
Yeah. So, but, like, as a, you know, in Blindside, it kind of surprised me, too. I enjoyed that one. But
Was that in your box set?
Mm-hmm.
I think we'll just watch it for fun.
Nope. I was in my box set. Yeah. Right. So, like, those are the ones that surprised me.
Yeah. Anything else?
I don't think so. I think 2015 we'll start off with a bunch of new movies to watch. I'm starting fresh with my list, as you say. Like
I say?
I don't know, because like December was whatever was left in our list.
Yeah, pretty much.
And now we're starting fresh.
Now we can pick and choose. Oh, Jesus Christ.
And now you have to pick and choose of the worst, so...
Yeah. And the sad thing is, one of the movies that I have to watch is a sequel.
So you probably should watch the first one.
Well, yeah, God damn it. Oh, fuck. I think like Critters 2 is on there.
Oh, I have the Critters box set is one of my box sets.
Oh,
that I
shit.
Have to watch.
Or no, not Critters, it's Ghoulies.
Oh no.
I think it's Ghoulies too. I don't know.
Ghoulies or
Ghoulies, like Ghoules. Ghouls? IES? I don't
what
know.
What is that one that
Are you thinking Goonies?
No, I'm thinking of the one Nilbog spelled backwards.
That's Goblin.
Yeah.
Goblin 2.
Yeah,
that's no, it's Troll 2, sorry.
Troll, that's Troll it, 2. Troll 2.
Jesus.
This is the one I was thinking of when you were saying, oh, the bad sequel.
Yeah.
Troll 2 is
I don't
like,
even know if that's on there.
I heard that was like the worst movie of all times.
Actually, I think that deck might be like the worst movie of all times, but not in any cult followings either. Because but, because The Room's not on, or is it?
Well, that was before The Room.
This is 2010. The Room was like 2006 oh. or 5, 4.
Birdemic.
Whatever. But like, yeah, because like Troll 2 isn't on there. Like, I think ones that don't have cult followings is like the shit. I think it's movies that did probably the worst in box offices.
They probably did the worst in the theaters.
Yeah,
because
like Geely's on there.
Oh, is Pluto Nash?
Yep, sure is.
That's like the one that lost the most money.
Yeah, it's in there. I think it's movies that just did horrible and no one liked them. Like, not in the Troll 2
fashion. I have a feeling
like
2015 is the year Scott's going to get drunk.
Probably.
It's the only way to get through this movie.
Because
every time you go, God damn it, you take a drink.
Like I want to say I saw Glitter on there.
We watched that once.
Yeah, and that was with the Riff Tracks, and it did not help.
No, it didn't.
It felt like a 7-hour movie. It felt like I wasted a whole day watching that movie.
Yeah, it did feel like I wasted the day.
I was like, what did I do this morning? But anyways, yeah, so other than that,
for 2014, that's a wrap. Do 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 do